Well, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi back on American soil, but the problems that she has caused continue. China's foreign ministry announcing new countermeasures against Washington following that visit to Taiwan. Ill-timed, I'd say, is one way of putting it, the visit to Taiwan by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. With a closer look, our senior news analyst Marie Osborne checking in. Marie?
And Paul, the countermeasures include the suspension of climate talks, the cancellation of future phone calls between Chinese and U.S. defense leaders, and the cancellation of annual naval meetings. China also suspending cooperation with the reparation of illegal immigrants, legal assistance on criminal matters, and the combat of transnational crimes. China has also suspended its anti-drug cooperation with the U.S., which has been strained for years now. The U.S. has blamed China for failing to stop the synthetic opioid crisis in the U.S. All of this in addition, Taiwan's defense ministry is saying several Chinese military jets and warships conducted exercises around the Taiwan Strait, and they crossed the median line, that's the halfway point between the island and mainland China, and this sparked an alert in Japan. The Japanese prime minister calling for an immediate halt to these drills. And he says that this has come way too close for comfort and for the security of his country and its people. China's foreign ministry condemning Pelosi for what it described as her vicious and provocative actions, Paul W.
Vicious? I don't know about that, but it just ill-timed. At a very difficult time with everything that's going on, I really can't figure out why she felt this was the time to go. And, of course, once she announced she was going and they said, no, you better not go, then she garnered support from America and Americans who say, wait a minute, China is not telling any of us where we can or cannot go, especially a Speaker of the House. If that's where she wants to go, then she has every right to go. So all of a sudden she had the support. But trust me, behind the scenes people were saying, what the heck is she doing and why now?
Why now is a really good question. But, you know, I also wonder what's happening diplomatically that maybe we don't know about or others don't know about. And perhaps at a high security level, there is something going on that we don't know about that would have, you know, all of a sudden this trip became so important for her to have to go there. The Chinese are very sensitive, as we all know, about this matter. Years ago, I had the opportunity to travel to China on a press through the country, actually, with a delegation from Wayne County. And before we went, we had to take training, you know, cultural training on how to behave in China. And they said there are three things you never talk about in China. Three things: Taiwan, Tibet, and Tiananmen. Don't ask anybody about that. Yeah, don't ask anybody about it. Don't mention it while you're there. It's not necessary. And we were told those were three things we could not talk about.
That's interesting. When we went a few times for the various auto shows, we never got that information. I mean, and we found ourselves at Tiananmen Square, and we found ourselves one time, we talked about it on the air at the time, being used by a dissident group where they are not allowed to take pictures of certain things when they're in Tiananmen Square. No one is, apparently. I didn't know that. And they'd ask us if they could take our picture, and then they would line us up in front of the thing they wanted to take a picture of.
Oh,
do you remember this story? And I don't know if you remember us talking about that, but I remember this a long time ago with Eric Granowitz, our engineer, yours truly, Link Bessert might have been there, and we're standing there just posing for pictures, and all of a sudden, three or four plainclothes police officers swooped in and carried those people out.
Wow.
And a woman came up to us and tried to apologize in her best English for what just happened, and she explained that we were being used for these people to take sensitive pictures they knew they weren't allowed to take. It was bizarre. It is
very strange.
A very different country, I'll just leave it at that, a very different country. And so it's sometimes hard to figure things out using our sensibilities. They don't work.
Yes. Yeah.
They just don't work. And Marie, I'm glad you had that experience of going and finding out.
Yeah, Oh, yeah. And it's interesting because when we were in Tiananmen Square, I remember taking pictures of almost anything that I wanted. No one had told us that we were restricted there. But, you know, times change and things change, and it depends who you're with and how you're traveling when those things come about. But the cultural thing is, you know, of course it's very important to respect other countries' cultures when you arrive there. I just thought that was very interesting. Well, these are things you can't talk about.
Yeah, it's interesting that you got that little bit of a pep talk. It'll be fascinating to see just how long this keeps going on. China is certainly not letting go quickly.
No, and this is a highly sensitive matter at this time. I mean, you know, in the last 3-4 years, there's been a lot going on in Taiwan, a lot. And so this is a very sensitive time for this part of the world.
Yeah, it'll be good when we get through this, but it has done damage, and maybe she'll come out and say there's a reason she did this, other than the fact that there's video running now of when she did this before, at the beginning of her career, her time in office, so to speak, in Washington.
Mm-hmm. Would
you have known that was Nancy Pelosi, those early pictures?
No, it was interesting.
Yeah. I would never have known that was Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
Ever.
Very interesting.
But there she was. And now, I mean, is this a signal that this is how she's ending her career?
Oh, wow. That's pretty deep, actually, to think of that.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I mean,
maybe.
What was the timing here? As you said, there could have been something behind the scenes we don't know about diplomatically. I don't know. I would think that would come out because there are no secrets anymore in Washington, and eventually someone would have that reason being given, but I haven't seen it yet. We have this just in, the U.S. jobs report showing a gain of 528,000 in July. The employment gains, which surpassed expectations, show that the labor market is not slowing despite efforts by the Federal Reserve to cool the economy. Gloomy about the economy and inflation, Americans remain upbeat about jobs. U.S. employers added 528,000 jobs in July, according to the Labor Department just now, again outstripping expectations for a labor market that is still rebounding from the pandemic, but that has come under increasing pressure from inflation as well as from escalating interest rates meant to rein in prices. And we locally see how tough it is with those interest rates, even though they are traditionally still record low rates. We have seen the damage that these rates are. This front page story about how tough things are at Rocket Mortgage right now.
Yes, they had layoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and their profit level. One of them down like 94%, which is astonishing to hear. And so obviously we need them to be healthy. They're a very big part of Detroit's comeback in so many different ways. So here's hoping that everything's going to be okay. Anything else, Riri?
Nothing, but have a great weekend.
You have a great weekend as well. And we'll look forward to being back with you Monday.
I'll be off next week, but I'll be
We won't look
of
forward
you.
To being back
how
with you Monday.
How does that sound?
You were off, but you were off doing other things this past week, so I felt lucky to have you back. We are lucky to have you back. But
a
anyway.
Couple of weeks ago, it was a working vacation. How does that sound?
It sounds like every one of my vacations. Yeah, it sounds good. All right, Marie, have a great weekend. Best to John.
You too.
Take care.